Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. In 1995, the United States Postal Service created a program to aid senior citizens and people with disabilities. The program offered assistance and referrals to a variety of social services for at-risk populations. The Riverside Police Department's You Are Not Alone program is a component of that original concept. Here to tell us more is RPD Officer Kayleen Swift. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Start by telling us about the YANA program. It's part of Riverside Police Department's Community Services Bureau. What is that, and what are some of the other projects that it's part of?
The Riverside Police Department prides itself in having a unit and a bureau dedicated to just community services and outreach. So the Community Services Bureau encompasses all of our youth programs that we have, as well as You Are Not Alone, the YANA program. So that encompasses our Police Explorer program, our Rainbox Boxing Program Academy, our Youth Judo program, a bunch of different programs that aid youth and senior citizens in our community.
And tell us about YANA. What does that do?
So YANA stands for You Are Not Alone, and the program is designed to provide telephone contact from our police department volunteers on a reoccurring basis to senior citizens and persons that maybe are homebound or don't have any local relatives or family members to check on them. So the police department volunteers call them once a week on a reoccurring basis and check in with them, make sure they're doing good. But we've come to find out that a lot of them rely on that companionship and that contact just to keep going and to just feel that hope.
And how many people currently get these phone calls?
Currently, right now on our roster, we have 33 clients.
Is there a certain age that you have to be in order to get these calls?
No, there's not a certain age. However, it's primarily directed towards senior citizens, so our elderly population. Usually, most of our clients are 60 years and older. However, we do have some that have disabilities and they're homebound and they don't have any local family or relatives, so we call to check in on them as well.
What effect does isolation have on mental health, particularly in seniors?
Among people over 60 years old, 20% of Americans in the American population are socially isolated, meaning that they don't have reoccurring or regular contact with people or people checking in on them. And then in the United States, among people over 60, 1 in 3 Americans will die living alone. So that effect not only on their mental health and wellness, but also on their physical health and wellness. There's no motivation to get up and get around and stuff if they feel like they don't have anybody or no one's checking on them. That loneliness is not just mental, but can be physical as well. So what we really try to do is let them know that somebody is there for them. Somebody is going to check in on them. Somebody is going to know if something happens or something is wrong with them. And that oftentimes provides a lot of motivation for them to continue going, especially with the COVID pandemic. So many people were isolated for so long, and coming out of that, there really hasn't been a transition for them. So just getting them sometimes to have a phone call or to think about what they're going to do or to kind of motivate them to go to the grocery store, those things can be extremely beneficial in the American population that's socially isolated.
Is there a recipient of these phone calls that really stands out to you?
The one that stands out to me is back in Christmas time, we were doing a Christmas delivery. So we're going around the city and delivering all of our YANA Christmas presents to our different recipients. And I had just newly taken over the program. And so I was meeting all of them for the first time. And one of the older ladies really stood out to me because we went into her apartment to drop off her Christmas presents. And she didn't have any furniture in her home. She didn't have any bed sheets on her bed. She barely had any food in her refrigerator. And it just really stood stuck out to me that this is somebody who lives in our community, and had she not been a recipient of the honor program, maybe nobody would have ever known that this was her current state. Mm-hmm. And so she's a little tough sometimes in just that, you know, she needs that reassurance and stuff. But I've learned that after, you know, a couple months in the program and me just continuously talking to her, answering her phone calls and stuff, her mental health has just increased a ton. You know, she feels a lot more motivated to get things done. We've hooked her up with some meal services and some other services that can really help her. We got her some sheets. So just things like that where, you know, somebody standing in your corner, maybe not doing everything for you, but maybe just standing in your corner, cheering you on, motivates you to get those things done.
Humans are meant to be social beings. So
absolutely.
This really assists with mental health.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Riverside Police Officer Kayleen Swift about their You Are Not Alone program, which makes weekly phone calls to at-risk seniors. Why was this a project you wanted to get involved in?
Well, I think that every police officer, when they get out of the academy, they want to arrest people. They want to get guns off the street. They want to get your drugs off the street. They're very motivated and stuff to do that. And my career path has gone a little bit different in the fact that I've been assigned to Community Services Bureau. But one of the things that I always think about is, what are the projects that I can do as a police officer that affect the quality of people's everyday lives? Not just, you know, the one-time person that, you know, oh, you get the one-time drug dealer off the street. Yes, that's what police officers do, and that does affect quality of life. But I think some of the things that we don't really think about are those people that may be alone, maybe not have anybody, or the youth that are growing up in, you know, bad environments that need that motivation and need that structure and stuff. And so one of the passions of my career is being able to reach out to those people and create that connection and stuff, that they may not remember who I am, or they may not remember where I worked, but they'll remember that blonde police officer that helped me in my time of need. And that's, for me, what it's really about.
You've been on the show before, and what really struck me about our previous interview is this determination that you have to help other people, to inspire them to live fully, and to leave them with a lasting, lifelong impression. Have you heard that before?
Yes. You know, I mean, I think that we all go through our own experiences in life that challenge us or that make us into the people that we are into today. And I think that it kind of is a moot point if we go through those things and we don't use them as fuel to help somebody else, or to, you know, I always say, as fuel to light somebody else's fire, because I think that we all have a responsibility that when we go through things, to use it as an experience to spark hope in somebody else's life, that they're not alone, or that they do have resources, or that they can make it through whatever they're going through.
Tell us about some of the nonprofits who you partner with in the You Are Not Alone program.
We network with a lot of different agencies and stuff. One of the agencies that we primarily work with too is Community Action Partnership out of Riverside. They provide a lot of our meal services to our YANA clients, and as well as getting them resources such as, you know, drinking water or food and clothes and stuff like that. A lot of our referrals come through like the Office of Aging and Senior Network of Care, where we've partnered with churches, local churches and food pantries to get some of our clients their everyday needs.
And do you have a need for volunteers in the YANA program?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. We definitely have a need for volunteers. And some people have expressed interest in volunteering, but maybe they can't. And so they just want to donate. We're always accepting donations. Some people like to knit blankets for the program. Others, you know, donate in different capacities. But yes, we are looking for volunteers, and definitely something that you have to be passionate about and want to do. But yes, we are.
And how can someone go about making a donation to the program?
They can go onto our website, our Riverside Police Department YANA website, and there's a tab at the bottom to either sign up to volunteer or to donate.
The Chief's Luncheon is coming up on Friday, March 8th. Is there going to be any kind of support for the YANA program at this event? And tell us about this event.
Yes. So once a year, our chief has a luncheon, and they highlight all of our youth programs and our programs that are part of our Community Services Bureau to show the community what it is that we really are doing and the impact that we're making. And they hear it from the individuals that are involved themselves. So we have our police explorers, are individuals that have been involved in youth judo and all of that stuff that come and just share what it is, the impact that's been made in their life because of the program. And so this year will be the first year that YANA is a part of the Chief's Luncheon, and we'll be raffling off some items. So that will be very exciting that it's the first year.
I've been speaking with Riverside Police Officer Kayleen Swift, who heads up the You Are Not Alone program, which places social phone calls to at-risk seniors. Anything else you think we should know?
My encouragement would be to everybody to just, maybe you have a neighbor that you think is alone or doesn't have anybody, and just to reach out. I think that it's important, that contact and stuff. You never know what somebody else is going through. And through this program, I've realized that there are so many senior citizens living in our communities right under our noses that are truly alone and don't have anybody.
And how can we learn more about the YANA program?
We just updated our website. You can go to the police department's website, and then our community services tab will have all of the YANA information under there, so you guys can learn more about it or apply to be a volunteer.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for your service, and here's to continued success with the YANA program.
Thank you.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.